Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart Talk. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Having so much to say to us, the Holy Spirit loves us. Everything he says is out of his love. He has so much to say because he loves us. Good things. But the Lord do things at the most strategic times. When you desire his knowledge, his word, he will oblige you. He will speak to you. He will guide you in life. The word helps us receive the word. Appreciation for it, desiring it, desiring to know what God has to say, will help us to receive what he has to say. He has the knowledge right now. He's always with us. You believed on Jesus Christ, he's in you. If you were baptized in the Holy Spirit, he's upon you. When you're receptive to him, he's there. And these are the factors. Sometimes people are not used to God talking to them and ministering to them and giving them understanding and wisdom. And when he attempts to do so, people respond in a varied amount of ways. Some people think it's abnormal and they'll hide, not knowing that the word that God gave them is for their safety, to help them. So many times I run into Christians, people that say, good people, they love God. Some told me not to do that. They didn't realize it was the Holy Spirit. Something told me to do this, and they did it, and it worked. Or they didn't do it, and they had problems. And then they say, something told me not to do that, or to do this. I wish I had done it. The Holy Spirit is always there after you believed on Jesus Christ. And even those that didn't, he's still right there. He's not inside them. But the Holy Spirit will see their need and he'll find somebody to believe him. Somebody to believe God. That's why when we pray in the Holy Spirit, sometimes the Lord activates us to pray in the Holy Spirit. Whenever that happens, pray it through. And he'll let you know you won. You'll have that note of praise that Kenneth Hagin talked about. I start laughing. When I start laughing from the inside, I know I got it. I know the job is done. God has to do things legally. And he requires us to believe him. Everything that Jesus did for us, we have to believe it. And then it can apply to us. From salvation on up. You have to have salvation. You have to believe God for salvation. You have to believe the works that Jesus did. You have to believe on it. And you have to claim it as yours. When you say, I believe that Jesus died for me, and you endeavor, if you believe that and you receive his love, then you're going to want to do his love from the heart. Your mind may not want to, but your heart will. And your mind can be renewed. Again, the Lord has so much knowledge for us. Because he loves us, he's for us. He's not trying to hurt you. He's not trying to pay you back for whatever you did. He's trying to give you grace while you can receive it. You have a window of time to receive salvation. The window closes when your heart gets too hard and you rebel against all knowledge of God, or when you die. But everybody that went to hell had opportunity to go and be part of the kingdom of God, but sometimes people made choices. They traded the knowledge of God for the love of the world in their heart. And you don't do that and live. Or they stayed in the world They knew that God is good. They knew that Jesus died for them, but they loved the world too much. Or they got in anger over something somebody did and forgot about, and they won't let it go. And it led to unforgiveness and ultimately bitterness, and they died without Christ as their Savior, Lord and King. But the Lord had so much to say to them, good things, and they'll never know what could have been. But when we see the love of God in other people, when we see what God is doing in other people's lives that love Him, that signifies to us that we can have the same thing, because God loves us too. Whatever Jesus did, you can do in Him. If you don't try to do it in your strength, you can do it. If you can follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you can do whatever He did. He always honored God. He did what the Father gave Him to do. He was guided by the Holy Spirit in all that He did. And the will of God became His will. And He loves God. And I love God. And if Jesus did it, I can do it. Because Jesus did what He did as a man. All the wonderful works that He did. As He is, so are we in this world. I'm made righteous because He was righteous. He was sinless. And I'm righteous because He laid His life down for mine. And He got up and picked mine up with Him. Now, I'm in right standings with God because of His blood. Because of His obedience. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. As He is, so are we in this world. The Lord heard His prayer, the Lord hears mine. God loved Jesus, He loves me. And I'm going to follow Him in every way of life. You can too, everybody can. And God will be glad to pour His knowledge into your heart. He'll teach you. And He can give you wisdom. Most of the time, it's a process of time, but He can do things rapidly. He can give you all the knowledge you need rapidly. But He gives us, we have to want it. We have to appreciate it. We have to do what's right. And the more knowledge He gives us, the more we have to do what's right. If you learn of God, then be stable. Do what's right. Always. Don't betray the Holy Spirit. Don't go back to the world when you know better. And keep growing and go and grow out of it. Pray over your life. Ask Him. Sometimes people are afraid that they might fall. And they might do something they shouldn't do. Or they might be overly tempted and do things that God knows they shouldn't do. You have countermeasures. You can pray over your life. If you can imagine an evil situation, ask God to help you be stronger. And to the point that you hate that thing. Rejecting evil is also hating evil. You can hate it. You can hate evil at your will. You don't have to allow happenstance in your life. You don't have to allow things that go wrong to continue on in your life. It can be destroyed. Depression can be destroyed by filling your heart with the Word. Fear can be destroyed by filling your heart with love, with the love of God, because the love of God casts out fear. All the things that tie demons to your life can be destroyed as you receive God's Word. A new attitude can form. A positive, productive attitude can form in you as you receive the Word of God and apply it. Because we learn a portion from hearing and receiving God's Word, and we finish learning as we do it. You can do this, and it's going to be good for you. God loves us. and he wants to do great things for us. Everything that we do and everything that we desire to do can be, our desires can be godly. And if we can desire it, we can do it. The evil things, we can push it out of our lives. We can reject it. And the Lord will help us. God loves us, folks. He's not going to do us wrong. And he will guide us in every way of life. And even if you are tempted beyond your strength, God will give you a way of escape. And you'll be able to escape. The enemy is restricted. He has to fight us on our level. And I'm going to find that scripture again. But, you know, he can't tempt us greater than what we can bear. It's illegal for him to do that. So whatever happens, you can handle it in Christ. The Lord will give you a way of escape if he has to. He always will. He said he would and he will. You just have to choose to take the way of escape. There were times that he provided me with a way of escape and I took it. And I prayed and got stronger. And I won that round and I won other rounds. And then I said, Lord, teach me to hate every sin that I'm weak to. And he did. And I grew and got stronger in the Lord. Process of time, the same kind of situations would happen, and I could laugh at it. I hated it. So I didn't, it wasn't a temptation. Satan thought that I would be tempted, but I was not. God loves us. You'll find yourself laughing at the same situations when Satan did his worst. And then there are other areas that as you live and you'll see things as it is, you can, if you learn how to gain strength, you just do that again. And it works. God loves us and he's always there. When we hear the word of God, we can receive strategies for our lives. A lot of times people are endeavoring to stand and not fall. A lot of people's attention is on life. Standing, not falling, struggling through this life. But if you ask the Lord to show you, he will teach you how you can thrive in life and not. He'll teach you how you can thrive in life and not be seduced by the things of this world. He can teach you the easy way to do what you're doing and how to do it without the aggravating emotions. Sometimes people don't master their emotions. They get excited easy, or they get angry easy. They get frustrated easy. And they're anxious. All these things can be put under your feet. Remember this. If it's of Satan, anything of Satan can be put under your foot. At your mouth, at the words of your mouth. At your will, you can say, Satan, stop it in Jesus' name. You have full authority to do this. You can stop Satan's operations. Always cut the snake off at the head. When the Lord he showed us this in Genesis, that the seed of woman would bruise the serpent's head, and the serpent's head would bruise the seed of woman's heel. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, it dried up at the roots. Don't play games with Satan and fight foot soldiers the rest of your life. Tell Satan to stop his works. And the whole process is off. Every demon, everything that he will use against you is off. It could be the mob, it could be gang members. Tell Satan he can't use his gang against you, against your children. If you're threatened by the mob, tell Satan you can't use your mob against my people. My family, my children, my son, my daughter, nobody. You can always cut Satan's head off at your will. The word of God will help you have faith for it. Study the scriptures that what God gave you authority and operate in it, and you'll find yourself winning instead of losing. Confidence will grow, and you won't be afraid like you once were. Because God is, He loves us and He's with us. The Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He loves us. We're going to do great things in Him. And the Lord will mightily move in and throughout your life. God loves us. There are things that's happening in the spirit. And the Lord has made me aware that things are happening. Things are turning. And I believe He's preparing for His soon return. But this is a time to pray and receive the knowledge of God and not fail. Now, when it comes to, I've been talking about not failing and growing, and do it without fear. Don't be afraid of change. Don't be afraid to grow. Don't be afraid to go forward. Don't be afraid of failure in any form. Don't be afraid of it. Just receive the love of God and do it. And do all that's in His heart. You can grow from glory to glory. You can do the living things and not the dying things. It's very important. The Lord is mightily moving by His Spirit. Join Him. Receive from Him and join what He's doing. Do what He's doing. Let all the knowledge of God be received as much as possible in your heart. As we go forward in the Lord, we grow from glory to glory. We change things around us because people can see you live the Word of God, and we can make changes in life. Throughout our lives, we can make change. We can introduce the love of God to others and never underestimate what God can do in and throughout your life. These things are important. I remember as I was growing and endeavoring to know God, I ran into all kind of obstacles because Satan didn't want me to know what I'm learning now. He tried to stop it. And I know He's the same. He'll do you that way. But He's stoppable. You can stop Him. You can put Him in check. You can put Him under your feet. And you can do whatever Jesus did. Receiving the knowledge of God's Word is the way to do it. Receiving His Word builds you up from the inside out. And you'll be able to do all these wonderful things. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He's not limited like I am. I just yield to the Holy Spirit and do what He say do. But the Lord will give you His knowledge continually. He's right there with you. Be aware of His presence. Now, I'm out of time, but He's not. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.